I'm Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your daily life. One of the best things about Christmas for me is being with family. I prefer a table filled with loved ones, packed in and sharing a meal of favorite foods and lots of love and laughter. That is what makes it extra special. I came from a really large family with 5 brothers and 2 sisters, but we would also share Christmas Day with aunts and uncles and cousins, and sometimes eating around a ping pong table just to fit everyone in. We were never told what kind of a family Mary and Joseph came from, but we know that they left their homes and traveled to Bethlehem. They didn't find a table laden with delicious foods. They didn't even find a room to stay in. They only found a lonely stable, and there our Savior was born. We are told that Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart, Luke 2:19. Everything the shepherds said, everything that happened that first Christmas night. Through the years, Mary and Joseph had other children. The number of faces around their table increased, and then they grew up, moved on as children do. As Jesus began his ministry, his family began to worry about him. Some called him crazy, and his own brothers challenged him and tried to persuade him just to come home. They didn't understand him, even though they had known him all their lives. This must have broken Mary's heart. It would break mine. It breaks my heart to have family members who have known about Jesus all their lives, but do not know him as their Lord and Savior. There is a verse in Acts 1 that gives me encouragement about these unsaved relatives. Verse 14 says, "These all, with one mind, were continually devoting themselves to prayer, along with the women, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers." Did you catch that? Somewhere between the crucifixion and the ascension of Jesus, his human brothers came into fellowship with the believers. They were one mind with the apostles. They were devoted to prayer and to the word. They came to know Jesus as Lord and Savior, as the Son of God. We're not told how this happened, but I wonder if he met them around a table, sat down, shared a meal with them, and brought them into his true family. I pray he will do the same with my family too. The Daily Thread is a podcast of the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. For more information about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or at our website, zaccma.org.